Talk Live. Take control here, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, we will take your calls about absolutely anything, but, what a week, Mark. The government shut down, and life has been absolute hell ever since. haven't things just been so different for you this week? I mean, the whole world is shifting around us, and we just can't handle it. We need the state to come back into our lives and change things, keep things the same. Because isn't that what the state really does? Just kind of tries to keep things the same. It tries to keep things as is, status quo. I mean, that is kind of what the state is all about. And of course, they're not really shut down, but they are 83% in operation. So they've shut down by a little bit. There's a few departments that have turned off. The FCC, for one. And I'm sure there are pirate radio stations just flipping on all over the country. Because now the FCC's gone, they can't actually enforce their FCC rules. I know the FCC's one of them. There's like 3% of the staff that's remaining at the FCC, apparently.
Some of these places that are being shut down aren't even government-run. Like, they're shutting down parks that aren't government-run parks funding. I mean, it's pretty obvious they're trying to make a big fuss out of this.
To make it look like things are really bad when the government shuts down. But
well, I'd like to point out, first, this is going to be a theme for me during this show. It's something called the Fireman First Principle.
Okay.
When government bureaucrats see their budgets being cut, the first thing they always say, caterwaul about, is the most necessary of things that they do.
Sure, old people are going to die in the streets, children aren't going to be taken care of.
This is why we call it the fireman first principle. Yeah, you say you're going to cut funding from, you know, the arts or something like that, you know, the U.S. government's Council on the Arts or whatever they call their little programs. And suddenly people will say, well, what about there'll be fires and no firemen to put them out? It sounds somewhat disingenuous to me.
Well, they haven't shut down fire stations. I mean, that hasn't happened here.
No, they haven't. Right. The federal government really doesn't have very many fire stations.
That's true.
But you can see all over the fireman first principle being enacted. It's obviously not going after the fireman first in this circumstance, mm-hmm. but they are trying to, you know, just show just how important and valuable they are. You know, you're getting NPR announcing that the Smithsonian's going to be shut down.
Right.
Really fancy that. I haven't been to the Smithsonian in a decade.
But, Mark, some people look at that and they do react in the way that you're expecting them to. They'll hear that the Smithsonian's being shut down, and even if they haven't been in a decade, it was a positive experience for them, and
yeah,
they feel as though
nice.
That this is a real tragedy, that, see, this is why we need the government around, so we can have museums and parks.
There's plenty of museums that are run privately.
It's true, and there are also private parks, and I love the meme on Facebook, and I'm paraphrasing it, it's like, the government has shut down the parks. You can walk around the barricades. It's a forest. You don't need their permission to go in the forest. And they try to make it as though, oh, well, the government is shut down, so life is so tough now. It's so horrible. And actually, according to some anonymous park service ranger, as cited over at Breitbart.com, he made the statement to the media that, quote, we've been told to make life as difficult for people as we can. It's disgusting. So even this park ranger feels like he is going, he's being pushed to try to inconvenience people, to make people feel more inconvenienced than they otherwise would feel, he's putting extra effort in because that's what he's being told to do. And that, I think, says it all in a nutshell right there. That encapsulates this whole concept, is make it seem really bad to everybody that comes to your park.
I was listening to NPR on the way, and they were doing that, I can't remember, the Little House on the Prairie or whatever, the Prairie Home Companion show that they do. And it's very entertaining. The music's awesome in it, and the storytelling's great. But it's pretty obvious that the main host is a bit of a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I'm no card-carrying Republican either, but they were blaming Boehner, like he was putting Boehner in a bag full of dead fish over this and threatening the secession of Minnesota.
Yes,
Right. Well, I'm all for the...
Right.
And what he pointed out, what was obvious in what he was pointing out is he's like, you know, the United States has been held together by the Cold War, but really is several smaller countries, four or five countries. Mm-hmm. And then he wants to blame the Republicans for not playing along. Why in the world would you want to force somebody into your plan? Why do you want to force people to buy health insurance that likely already have health insurance? If they don't want to be in Obamacare, why should
they
have to have it?
Two reasons. One, because somebody forced him to do something at some point in life.
So it's a cycle of abuse?
That's a possible reason.
Okay.
That's one possible reason. And then another reason why is because he knows what's best.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's often, that's really what it comes down to, is you know better than somebody else how they should live their lives. And here's a little news flash for you. If you know better than somebody else how they should live their lives, then somebody knows better how you should live yours. And they can do it to you. If you can force someone else, then they can force you. And I'm sick and tired of this stupid system where the Democrats and the Republicans try to force crap on each other. Because here I am caught in the middle as the U.S. taxpayer, one of a dying breed here. I'm forced to pay for all the stupid plans. The United States... I just read an article coming out of, I can't remember if it was Alternet, it wasn't Alternet, but an article where if every country in the world attempted to invade the United States, they couldn't do it.
Hmm.
This was, you know, some military expert from IHS Janes. If you don't know what IHS Janes is, maybe you shouldn't have an opinion on the military. But IHS Janes talking about how it's just impossible for the rest of the world to invade the United States. But the Republicans want to keep on building tanks and bombs and aircraft carriers. And the Democrats want to make sure that everybody who has plenty of money for cigarettes and beer has health care coverage that's paid for by you and me. And I'm just sick of it. You want your aircraft carrier? Fine. Go out, get the funding, and pay for your aircraft carrier. Mm. You want to pay for other people's health care? Fine. You can ask me, and I may give you a check. I do give checks to people for their health care. Ask St. Jude.
Mark, you're such a radical. I mean, don't you understand that this is the best system in the world, and this is the way it's been for our whole lives?
If it's the best system in the world, then why in the world are we changing it now into Obamacare?
We are doing what our elected representatives have been elected to do.
I thought it was the best system in the world.
It is the best system in the world.
Then it should never have changed, right?
Well, we're making it better.
The best system in the world changes into the newest best system in the world.
That's
the newest
right.
best system.
It was the best system when the founders created it, and now we have an even better system because it's the best. You start with the best, and you get better year after year. It's just better now. Look at all the spending. I mean, more spending is better, isn't it?
Well, the government's nearly broke now. How many?
What are you talking about?
They've got
all kinds of money.
Yeah, they've got plenty of money because they print it, but the debt is so high that Americans...
Debt, Schmidt. Who
right.
cares about
my
all
that? My five-year-old owes $50,000. I'm wondering
really?
How
he
can
sign
pay
that agreement.
Right. It's ridiculous.
How does he owe $50,000?
That's what the government says he owes.
Well, who are they?
They are the people that will hunt you down in a foreign country and try to make you pay taxes.
Hmm. I was switching from devil's advocate to...
It's impossible! These people are nuts!
Clueless questioner. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. How has the government shutdown affected you this week? Has it at all? Have you even noticed? Or not? Because I can tell you, my life hasn't changed one iota.
If the government has shut down non-essential services, good. Let's keep the non-essential services shut down, and I'll tell you what, put me in charge of finding more non-essential services, because I'll shut down another 85%.
So you're welcome to share your experience with us. There's a little story here at Breitbart.com to kind of give you a taste of how absolutely ludicrous this has gotten. Just before the weekend, the National Park Service informed charter boat captains in Florida that the Florida Bay has been closed due to the shutdown.
Until they're closing the water.
That's right. Until government funding is restored, the fishing boats are prohibited from taking anglers into 1,100 square miles of open ocean. Fishing is also prohibited at Biscayne National Park during the shutdown. The Park Service will have rangers on duty to police the ban of access to an ocean. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You take control. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. How's that shutdown working for you? It's Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tiny, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com, and you'll find a whole bunch of features there for free. Listening options, we've got them. Live streams are there. You can get tuned into our broadband, mid-band, and narrowband versions of the show. They're available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on our streams. We also have over 120 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the weeks. or throughout the week. We've also got satellite listening choices like XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air channel. There's the webcam and the listen lines. All of it is free, or most of it is. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. I guess XM's not free, but everything else is. So listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
There's a new law being enacted, and it's already been passed. It's just kind of being implemented. It forces banks to make sure that your mortgage fits the U.S. government's standards. You may only have 43% of a debt-to-income ratio, which means if you take all the debt that shows up on your credit report and divide that by your monthly gross income, that's your house payment, property taxes, auto payments, credit cards, student loans, bank loans, boat loans, everything. If your ratio is anywhere near 43%, you're most likely not going to get the loan because the bank is going to be liable for you to be able to sue them if in the first 3 years you go, you get foreclosed upon. And you can believe these banks are not going to leave themselves liable for being sued. So they're not even going to get close to the 43%. That rule is for conforming loans, FHA loans, and VA loans. So now is the time to refinance or buy a home before this takes full effect. The government shutdown slowing down the implementation. Next year is going to be a lot worse. 2014 is going to be a lot worse. So call Roger Schlesinger from MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get that mortgage. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088.
So the government has, well, partially shut down. And what has your experience been this week? Has life been about the same? Everything just better than ever? Or are things absolutely terrible? You're welcome to share what you've experienced here, 855-450-FREE. And you can also, of course, connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username for you is lrn.fm, so feel free to link up with us that way. Joe is listening in Portsmouth, Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That's why we need more public jobs in the private sector. Get rid of
more
the government.
What? I can't hear you.
Oh, we need private jobs, so, you know, in the public sector.
Sector. Private sector?
Yeah, because the government, people that work for the government are without money. They're shut down because of this stuff going on, but I would only hope that the Republicans stay strong like they've been doing. You know, that's my view on it, but it hasn't bothered
well,
me.
Well, I mean, you know that if they stay strong, the only thing that's going to happen at the end is the Democrats are going to give the Republicans something they want to increase the size of the government with, and then everything's going to be back up to the full motion.
The governments, the Republicans are darn strong from 2000 to 2006. For 6 years, they had control of the House, they had control of the Senate, they had control of the White House, and they grew the government.
Yeah, I know. It's the real conservatives are the ones I'm thinking of. You know,
the no true Scotsman fallacy.
Yeah. What does conservative mean to you?
Conservative to me, somebody that's of the people, by the people, for the people.
That sounds like
a populist.
You know, it means something to me.
Okay.
What does that mean? I mean, to be by the people. I mean, when has a politician been for the people?
They never have. That's why it needs to go back to just a couple of years of them serving without all this millions of dollars that they make off of serving.
So then you think that while Washington, D.C. is a pretty corrupt place, are making a bunch of money off of what they're doing up there?
Yeah, I'm near 60, and my father told me when I was a young kid that the only things go to Washington are liars.
So what makes you think, if anything, or do you think...
short-term liars.
Do you think that it's possible that would ever change in Washington, D.C.?
I'm not sure that it will.
I'm with you there, Joe. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
I used to be for the term limits thing, but I have a problem with term limits, and really that's the sort of the lame duck thing. Barack Obama is acting differently as a president than he did in his first term, in his second term, because he is not going to get reelected. That was true for George Bush, Clinton, and all the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see what a term limit does, is it takes away the small accountability that a politician had before, in their previous terms, in their last term. And I don't want to take away that small amount of accountability. I think that really what the problem is the amount of power they have. If you think that politics is corrupt, do you really think you're going to stop the corruption by limiting the amount of time that, I guess, the most successful corrupt individual is going to be able to spend in Washington, D.C.? Mm-hmm. Currently, they're already going out and they're getting jobs in other corporations that do business with the government, and they're working back and forth with the
people.
Well,
it's not like it limits the time anyway, Mark. I mean, Barack Obama was, he was a senator before this. George Bush was a governor before being a president. So
they just change around.
Right. They hop from one seat to another. So, I don't know. It doesn't. None of it really matters. Whether they have term limits or whether they don't have term limits, none of it's going to have any kind of meaningful or noticeable effect. I mean, as you said, it would be some modicum of accountability, but it ain't really anything, is it? I mean, if Barack Obama decides, if there's no term limits, and Barack Obama decides, 12 years is enough, then that last 4 years is still going to be the same lame duck stuff, right? Because they're not all going to want to go at it forever, are they? I mean, they all turn, their hair turns gray, and they kind of seems like they kind of waste away a little bit in that job. It's got to wear on your soul, I would imagine, if they have one left.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched Joe Biden speak. You and I were there together. And
at the radio conference
years ago?
For
all I could tell, that guy that was standing in a room with his arms raised, waiting for the applause of a room full of Republicans, had no soul. I mean, he was just like a man who was going through the motions. I couldn't tell. I love the way he grabbed my hand and shook my arm on the way out the door. Mm. But it was just really kind of a strange experience.
Did you wash your hand?
I didn't. I don't feel like anything. I felt so bad for him. He was standing there. He was expecting the applause of a crowd of people that didn't want to hear him speak. It was amazing.
Let's go to Dave. Dave is listening to KGOE out in Eureka, California. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys, I love your show, but I fear I've been listening to a little bit of misinformation this morning, so I thought...
What's that?
Well, one, I think that we are no longer, by any stretch of the imagination, among the top countries in the world in health care. I believe that almost all of the rest of the civilized world, you can get better treatment at much more reasonable cost. Right now, in this country, the greedy corporate special interests are trying to make too much big bucks out of people's health problems, and they don't. It isn't doing.
There's no doubt that the health industry here is very corrupt. They're very tied in with the state. Their buddies at the federal government are guaranteeing the insurance company's business. And when a businessman is guaranteed business, that usually means they're not going to be so concerned with servicing their customers. But stand by, Dave. We can bring you back for further comment here and discussion. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free. Talk about the so-called government shutdown, if you would like, with your experience. If anything, I mean, for me, it's just been another week and everything's been fine. What about you? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on Skype if you'd like. We have a Skype username, LRN.FM. And, of course, you can go to freetalklive.com where you can actually interact with a variety of features there. Of course, news updates are one of those options. You can follow us on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. Also, follow via email if you want to get the most important updates. The email list is the best way to do that. The social media, you'll get questions during the show, updates during the show, and throughout the day as well. So go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow Free Talk Live the way you prefer. That's news.freetalklive.com. Coming up, more of your calls next.
It's hard to get bitcoins. We've heard about bitcoins in the news. You hear about bitcoins, you know, on the radio, all different places you're hearing about bitcoins. But getting them, that's a dilemma. Well, I did today. I turned some cash into bitcoins. I went, I used cashintocoins.com, and it was relatively easy. You know, I went there, I followed their instructions, start to finish. There weren't any snags and any problems, and in short order, I had my bitcoins. All I did is I went to a Bank of America. You can also go to a Wells Fargo or any credit union that has shared branching. And I made my deposit into an account that they told me to make it to. And I sent them a receipt. You know, I took my used my smartphone to take a picture of the receipt. I emailed that receipt to them so that they could see that the deposit had been made. They can verify it on their end, but the receipt just makes things go faster. And I had my bitcoins within minutes the first time. The second time it took a couple of hours. It was on a Saturday. That was today, and I did it on Friday also. So it's cashintocoins.com. They didn't. No one asked me for my ID. I just turned cash into bitcoins. No ID. Nothing.
That's pretty cool.
Cashintocoins.com.
Did you have to give any ID on the Cash Into Coins site? Fantastic.
If it's under 2,500, yep. If it's 2,500 or under, you don't have to do that. Sweet. And it's not that I have a problem with giving the identification. It's just that I don't want to go through all the trouble.
I'd rather not if I don't have to.
Right. I'd rather not if I don't have to. It's just, you know, I got to send this, you know, if I buy over 2,500, I've got to send them this particular piece of information and, you know, bills and scan stuff and all that. And it's a pain.
Cashintocoins.com to get your bitcoins. All right, let's continue with your calls. Dave is on the line here. Dave had some concerns about health care, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead, Dave.
Well, yes, I've held through it all, and I do fear that we are not in this country any longer coming anywhere close to meeting the health needs of the people of this country. And we can't just have anyone saying, I can't afford it, so I'm not going to get it. And then they fall over on the sidewalk with serious health problems and don't have insurance or the means to take care of it. What do we do as a country? Leave them laying there?
Well, how about we as a community help our fellow neighbor without having to involve the country? How about we don't need to have the federal government around to take a huge cut off the top of the money that is already ours that we earn and then send back to us and then allow bureaucrats to administer and to, you know, decide who lives and who dies? I'd rather be able to keep the money I earn and give it to the local charities that I deem are helping people the best. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, I seriously hope you give me a chance to respond to it.
Please.
Because right now, in this country, if you go through medical school and you come out and you set up practice and your desire is to be a good, caring, treating physician, you have to pay so damn much for your, what do you call it, liability insurance,
yeah,
that you have to pass that on to your patients. You have to overcharge them like crazy. If they have a health care plan now, the insurance company wants so much profit, they want to pay out almost nothing. So you have to overpay for your insurance only to find that it doesn't cover this particular thing. This was some prior condition, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, I share those concerns, Dave. And if you think about it, the reason why there's all those mandates is protectionism. I mean, the doctors have this monopoly, this kind of coercive situation in which if you want to do some doctoring and you don't want to join their union, well, then you're SOL because you aren't going to be allowed to be a doctor, and therefore they restrict the supply of doctors in the marketplace because we could have more of them, and they could be, you know, there and bringing prices down and bringing quality and service up. But unfortunately, there's a restriction, and that's a government-imposed restriction, courtesy of the AMA and their political buddies. So we need to wipe all of that away, and once that happens, then we might be able to have doctors giving house calls again and doing it for cheap. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got Jerry listening in Hibbing, Minnesota, WNMT. Hello, Jerry.
Hi there. It's Terry.
Terry with a T. Hey, Terry.
It's Jerry now, soldier.
Hey, you know, I was just listening to that healthcare deal you just talked to that last guy with, and, you know, I'm to the age where I remember house calls by the doctors, and so what happened? When did it, you know, when did we allow it to change like that, you know? What went wrong?
Slowly over decades. I mean, it was step by step. The federal government and the state governments became more and more involved and intricate in all of the health care decisions and mandating
paperwork.
That's
what government does. Government grows. And then government creates problems because they don't have the incentives in the marketplace to operate, to give real service. And then they create more problems. And as they create problems, those problems are then blamed on the health care system. And you can add any economic sector you want that the government's involved here. But we're talking about the healthcare sector. And then they add the problems. Then those problems are blamed on the healthcare sector, not the government. The government then steps in to stop those problems and creates more. And it just keeps on going until, you know, don't worry. Obamacare is not going to work in the long run. They're going to have to step in and change it again.
Take over a full government takeover.
It's going to have to be single payer, right?
Well, that seems to be the direction they're going in, and the reason why it'll be likely they'll do that is because, you know, the mandate on the insurance companies is going to force them to buy customers that are high liability, and so therefore eventually they're going to not be able to afford it anymore. The customers won't be able to afford to pay the rates. The insurance companies won't be able to afford to make their budgets, and they'll be gobbled up up one by one until there's one or two remaining, and eventually the federal government will probably just take it all over. But to get back to your question, Jerry, how did it ever get so bad? You know, you'd have to ask somebody who's been doctoring for several decades, and maybe they would be able to pinpoint something in particular. Maybe it was a ridiculous amount of paperwork that was mandated on the doctors, and they couldn't, you know, handle all the paperwork by themselves. So, and they didn't want to have to bring a staff of three along with them on the house calls just to handle the paperwork. Or maybe it was liability, to where, you know, they couldn't operate out of people's homes anymore. It would be too risky, and they might get sued. And it could have been any of these things, but all brought on by the state.
You know, I see something I find in common with a lot of these tyrants that are ruling different parts of the world, like Barack Obama. You know, he's got to have some sort of magical, soothing voice that dumbs up the people, you know, because in the area where I live, it's rural, it's near the Canadian border, and, you know, you try to tell people that, you know, once this is implemented, you know, you're not going to see your doctor anymore, because there's certain things that your doctor isn't going to get paid for. So, you know, down the road, you know, they're going to just drop off. And pretty soon these little hospitals that are in these rural communities are going to dry up and close. And we're going to be forced to drive 300 miles to, say, Minneapolis, where there is a doctor, where there is a hospital or a clinic that somebody's going to be willing to look at you, you know. And unfortunately, we're going to be all in pens and we'll come to stick our head through the collar, and the doctor will examine you from one end, and somebody will do something from the other end, and, you know, it's terrible, you know, but people eat it up. People love to die. People think this is it.
It's what we live for. But what we have now is so messed up that I understand why people think that the best solution is to just turn it over to the government. I mean, that'll punish those greedy doctors, and that'll punish those lawyers that have, made the system so expensive, and that'll punish those insurance companies. Wait a second, we're not punishing the insurance companies. We're actually giving them a monopoly. But whatever, somebody's going to get punished somewhere, and that'll be good.
Jerry, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Certainly a bleak vision, but not particularly unrealistic. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. And whatever the bureaucrats have envisioned, or whatever the politicians have envisioned, won't be what the bureaucrats implement. And the bureaucrats, what they implement, won't be what the people who are expecting things to be will, you know, they won't create what they're expecting, this, you know, healthcare utopia. More on the way here. You can bring up what you want. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, E-Foods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water stored, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you would like. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, if you like the show, you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you know we give you the website for free. So maybe you would want to support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Whatever you buy, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Otherwise, if you don't shop through shop.freetalklive.com, then all the profits go to Amazon. So you've got nothing to lose, and we get everything to gain by you taking an extra moment by going to shop.freetalklive.com and starting your shopping there. Now, one of the things that I've been really excited about recently is ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and it works with almost any internet connection, creating a secure, encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. That means you're protected from prying eyes, protected from people that want to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, from people at your ISP that might be wanting to log your internet surfing habits for who knows who to take a look at. ProXPN.com also helps you get around internet blockages, so like at the workplace or at a library or if you're in another country where there's internet restrictions. ProXPN allows you to get around all that, and it can allow you to do it for $5 a month if you use our discount code, which is FTL20. That gives you 20% off for the lifetime of the account. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up for their free account. You can try out the service. You can see it works as we're saying it does. Now, the free account is limited in bandwidth. It is also limited in that you cannot use torrents on the free account. But as soon as you open up to the premium account, it's unlimited bandwidth. Torrents are no problem. Whatever you want to run, it's no problem. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. And then when you're ready to order the premium account, you'll need our discount code to save 20% for life. That's FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the government shutdown, which has led into a discussion about health care, and you can bring up anything. So let's talk first to Wolf in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Hello, Wolf.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Folks, really understand that
that the health care program is not about health care because the bill, which I've read, does not give you health care. It demands you spend roughly on the bronze plan out of pocket up to $30,000 for a family of four. It's not health care. But what it does demand is that you have all of your personal information from your DNA, everything to your mortgages in the government database. Now, we know that their database isn't secure, so why would you want to do that? That is the real reason of this. How do I know this? My former brother-in-law had received a grant from the federal government to work on this exact database that they're working on. I have seen what it does. It is a total. So you want the government in your life? Here it comes. But that's what
how do you get now? How do you get into this database? I mean, is this something you have to opt into, or they just suck in all your information from various places?
You must, according to the health care bill, you must be, all of your medical care must be on that database. I've had friends who here in Bozeman who've started going and they've had things done, and there's like a 20-page questionnaire. Do you own guns? Have you ever had mental health problems? Are you taking it? I mean, the list just goes on. What is your sexual orientation?
Wow.
What is your sexual preference? This is what they're going to do. They will know everything about you.
And well, one thing's for certain.
Part of this.
The government likes that. Where can people go to verify what you say? Because all you're doing here is saying that you saw and
right.
that kind of thing.
Well,
so
first off, it's in the health care bill. Read the actual health care bill. I'm driving right now. So
I don't know anybody who's ever read a bill from start to finish.
I can't believe you've
read
it.
Not too many. Not a federal bill.
How many pages is this thing?
The original bill was 2,200. There are three versions of it, and then there is a secondary health care bill designed for the Department of Health and Human Services. And when Barack Obama was first elected, he came to Bozeman, Montana, and stood out in front of and talked to the people. I stood out in front with the Tea Party Patriots and told people chapter and verse what it is. This is what
Are
I
you
do.
A masochist, Wolf? I mean, why would you sit down and read 2,200 pages of legalese? I mean, I can't even imagine that.
Why? Because I want my constitutional republic back. And if you're not armed with the information, like your caller two calls ago, Dave, what do we do about the poor people who fall over on the street? This bill doesn't address it. I wanted to be able to speak intelligently and accurately about it, and I do so on the radio here. I do so on the weekend shows. I do on the national shows, the statewide shows.
Wolf.
This bill. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. I used to be one of these, constitutional guys, and I want to know, when did this constitutional republic you're referring to exist?
Well, it exists on paper. And there
I'll
are
give
flawed
you.
Men. Okay, let me.
I give you that.
There are flawed men who try to make it happen. It started with our founding fathers. It started with the first fight when we had to add the Bill of Rights to it. It is ongoing. And that is the thing that most people don't understand. There is no such thing as a perfect constitutional republic because man is involved. When you have a set of ideas, people think this constitutional republic is going to be the magical cure. It's not. The Constitution is a set of shackles that limits the government.
Shackles made of paper.
See, here's the problem. The shackles are only as good as the people who are willing to use them.
That's really the point. That's the largest failing of the Constitution. The Constitution allows. Wait a second. It allows the lawyer industrial class out there to get paid in order to enact tyranny on people, and then it requires the people, the people that are supposed to support this Constitution.
Right.
Then it requires them to work against those that are getting paid and paid quite well and armed with the largest military on the planet to fight for free. And I just think it's a terrible system. I'd like to see it scrapped and try something new because this clearly didn't work.
How about we don't try anything new and just forget about the whole thing?
Here's your thing. You want to start a community in Vermont, and I agree with you, gentlemen. That's a beautiful idea. But you're going to have some. New Hampshire. My bad. But you're going to have some form of semblance of government. It's just period. People cannot manage themselves.
Oh, I would never claim the people could manage themselves.
I would.
What I would, well,
we do a fine job of it every single day. You don't need to have somebody brush your teeth for you or bathe you or clothe you.
No, we're not.
People
we're
can
not
manage themselves fine.
We're talking about when there is a conflict between two people. There has to be some form
of stability. I agree. There needs to be. I agree. There needs to be conflict resolution. But why on earth will the government, a monopoly, be the one that you trust to provide that?
I don't, and I don't agree with that. I don't think there should be a government. I don't
believe
that there should be a federal government the way it exists today.
What would you like to see?
Firmly, what would I like to see?
Yeah.
I would like to see a situation in which the government, because there has to be a governing body for the people to have conflict resolution, be completely controlled by the people. Why do you think
so? By consent. Now, let me see if I'm understanding you correctly, Wolf.
Please.
Would that mean that your ideal government would be won by consent?
No, not consent.
No.
Because then that makes it a democracy.
So I would be forced into. Would I be forced into your government?
No, you would not. You could stand outside the government, but when there is a conflict that comes, this is where the jury system works beautifully. This is where the lawyer statement that you just made fails. When we have a fully informed jury, when we have a grand jury of the citizens, by the citizens, for the citizens, the government has nothing to do with it at that point in time. It is
okay
gone.
So just to clarify, you've said two things that are confusing to me. So on one hand you say it's not by consent, but on the other hand you say I could opt out if I wanted to.
Well, if you opt out, that's your choice. And that's what originally
can I stay here and opt out? Can I stay here in Keene, New Hampshire and opt out of your government?
Of course.
Excellent.
But
well, we are on the same page.
We,
as long as you're not as long as you're not forcing me into some sort of system, I'm fine with that.
I'm not going to force you into any system. I don't believe in that. What I believe in is the fact that when your system of life conflicts with another system of life, there must be some foundation for conflict resolution.
Sure, I'm with you on conflict resolution. As long as it's not a monopoly, as long as we have choice in conflict resolution, then I'm on board. Thanks, Wolf, for the call tonight. Let's talk to Ken.
I hope one day you'll understand that government is what people mean, but when they say what conflict resolution is, what people mean when they say government.
I'm not sure if
government
that's what people mean.
Government is not defined as a monopoly. It is not.
Everybody
defined.
Has their own independent opinion about what government is. Ken is on listening in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live, Ken.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Ken, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it was in reference to one of the callers and maybe the question that you asked about how did government or how did medical care get so complicated?
Stand by. We'll get your answer here in moments. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.